What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. On this episode, I'm going to be giving my predictions for the Super Bowl. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. It's 2:34 p.m. Eastern time right now, and the Super Bowl is just like 4 hours away. I'm super excited. We have the Los Angeles Rams taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. It's going to be a fun one. These entire playoffs have been so fun. Most of the games have come down to the wire. And at the end of the day, though, all these games that have happened, all these close games, they go out the door today. Like, none of that matters. Today, all that matters is the game. And I think I could say, like these two teams are 100% the best two teams in the league this season. So I think it's going to be a hell of a matchup. We have Joe Burrow, the young guy, on one side, looking to become the first player ever to win the Heisman, National Championship, and the Super Bowl. Actually, first quarterback ever. And then on the other side, you have the 12-year veteran, Matthew Stafford, who was in Detroit for so long without winning. He hadn't won a playoff game until this year, until him and the Rams have gone on a run. So you have the young guy versus the veteran, and both of these guys are very much deserving. They work hard. They show up. They step up when their teams need them the most, and they're both leaders. And I know that the guys on both of their teams, like, look up to them. You know what I'm saying? Then coaching-wise, we have Sean McVay with the Rams. This is his second Super Bowl appearance in his young career. And on the other side for the Bengals, Zach Taylor, who came from Sean McVay's staff a couple years ago in the LA Rams. So two young coaches, very familiar with each other. So it's just exciting. And then when you talk about the defenses, obviously with the Rams, you have Aaron Donald, Von Miller, two of the all-time greats, Jalen Ramsey in the secondary. Now with the Bengals, you have Trey Hendrickson, one of the best defensive ends in the league, but he is also one of the most underrated players in all of football. The Bengals picked him up this offseason from New Orleans, and he's had an all-pro caliber year. You have Eli Apple, who in the playoffs has stepped up, in my opinion. He's looked a lot better than what he had previously in his career, and specifically in the game against Tennessee, he kept stepping up and making big plays for the team. Then you have Jesse Bates, the safety for the Bengals, a young and up-and-coming superstar in the league. So just all around, man, like, it's going to be a tremendous game. Of course, then you talk about the receiving corps. You have Odell Beckham, of course, one of the most, like, polarizing figures in all of sports. And you have Cooper Kupp, arguably the best player in the league this year for the Rams. And then for the Bengals, you have Ja'Marr Chase, the offensive rookie of the year. You have T. Higgins, second-year pro out of Clemson. You have Tyler Boyd. And then you look at the running back situations, Joe Mixon for the Bengals. Then for the Rams, Cam Akers has been running great in the playoffs. Now Daryl Henderson has been activated off of IR. Then tight ends, the Rams, Tyler Higbee, he will not be playing, unfortunately. And CJ Uzoma, the tight end for the Bengals, he's listed as questionable. But I did find at 12:15, he posted a picture of himself and he wrote, "Book 7, the final chapter, hashtag it is written, hashtag it is us." So, I mean, that would tell me that he's going to be playing today. So there's that. But yeah, overall, guys, I just think it's going to be a hell of a game. I'm super excited. I'm ready now. I'm finally ready to give my predictions for the game. And, you know, usually with my predictions, I don't really give scores or anything, but I even have a score to go along with my prediction. And I'm going with the Cincinnati Bengals to beat the LA Rams 35-34 in a very close game. I think it's really going to be like kind of a back and forth, and it's going to go down to the wire. Maybe whoever has the ball last, like whoever has timeouts left, you know what I'm saying? And one more guy to mention that I didn't mention with these players, it's special, Jordan McPherson, the rookie kicker out of Florida for the Cincinnati Bengals. He's had a historic run this year, a historic rookie season. And then on the other side, you have Matt Gay, the veteran. He's one of the best kickers in the league as well. He has struggled a little bit throughout the playoffs, so that's another fun matchup to look for in the game. You have the rookie and the vet who's going to shine more. And every game, and like I feel especially this year, thanks to McPherson, probably people are starting to realize how important, how essential it is to have a great kicking game, to have a great special teams. And yeah, hey, who knows? Like I said, I do think it's going to be a close game. I have a 1-point game, so it might as well come down to McPherson, Matt Gay, who steps up, who makes that last clutch kick. We never know. But I'm really feeling another thing I'm feeling in terms of my predictions with this game. I'm feeling a New England versus Giants Part 1 Super Bowl type of game, something like that, where you know what I mean, you had New England, who was undefeated with all these big names, Brady, Moss, and the rest of the guys there, and Belichick, and everyone was picking them to beat the wild card Giants with Eli Manning and Strahan and Justin Tuck and all these guys there. And the Giants, man, they come out on top. They're clutch. David Tyree with the helmet catch, we'll never forget it. That's a moment that will never be forgotten in NFL history. So I'm feeling that this game is going to have that type of feel. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's going to be a head of a game. Like, I can't wait. Like, and also, obviously, you guys can't see the video. I might post this clip on the Instagram, I'm not sure, but I'm wearing my Dolphin shirt right now. I'm wearing some Dolphin shorts, some Dolphin slippers, and I posted it on my Instagram at RobGao, RobCao, on my story. You can check it out. I put manifesting will be in Arizona next year. Fins up. Let's go. And for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, the Super Bowl will be held in Arizona next year. And I'm manifesting, man. The Dolphins, we're finally going to make it there. It's finally going to be our time. Let's do it. Fins up. But, yeah, just, again, I'm very excited for the Super Bowl today. I think it's going to be a hell of a game. A big matchup. I think it also might come down to how good the Bengals offensive line does, because obviously that Rams defensive line has been dominant. That might be the spot on their team that people are most confident in. And then the offensive line of the Bengals is probably the spot on their team that people are least confident in. But the Bengals did improve against Kansas City. They played the offensive line. I mean, they played a lot better against Kansas City than Tennessee, but they're going to have to be even better than what they were against Kansas City to stop this elite Rams defensive line. You know what I'm saying? So, no, all around we have interesting matchups. It's also pretty cool. I already said it, but, I mean, Sean McVay against Zach Taylor. Of course, like I said, Zach Taylor used to work for Sean McVay in L.A. with the Rams there. Also, shout out to Zach Taylor. He was the quarterback's coach with the Dolphins at one point. Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator of the Bengals, he was a defensive backs coach here with the Dolphins. Jordan Kovacs, who's on the staff there in Cincinnati, he was a member of the Dolphins for a couple years as an undrafted safety. And shout out to all the coaches, all the players, all the family members, all the fans of both organizations. Happy for both of you guys. Enjoy the moment. Take it in. A moment like this is very rare, trust me. But I'm very happy for both sides. Whatever ends up happening, I'm going to be happy for both. May the best team win. May everyone stay healthy. May everyone give it their all. And may all of you out there enjoy watching this year's Super Bowl between the Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Until next time, everyone, take care.